It's a foggy evening, and the streets of your small town are eerily quiet. Inside your cozy home, you are gathered around the dinner table, enjoying a peaceful evening. As you finish your meal, a faint tapping echoes from the front door. You get up from the table and approach the door, opening it cautiously. Standing on the porch are two children, their faces shadowed by the darkness.
Please, sir,
may we come in?
We're lost. I need to use your phone.
For some reason, there is something unsettling about these children. You ask, what happened? I will just call someone to help you. Stay right there. You begin to close the door, but the children step forward, their expressions growing more intense.
No, you don't understand.
We need to come in.
Now!
Your heart races, and you back away from the door, sensing something is deeply wrong. You slam the door shut and lock it. You turn to your family and whisper, call the police now. The tapping at the door grows louder and more insistent. The children's voices drift through the cracks, both pleading and menacing at the same time. The police arrive just in time, but when they search the area, there is no sign of the mysterious children. You spend a restless night questioning what it was about the children that made you so fearful. And that is when it dawns on you. You just had an encounter with the black-eyed kids. You are listening to episode Don't Let Them In. I am your host, Carrie, and this is Unlocking the Paranormal. The legend of the black-eyed children first emerged in the late 20th century, with scattered reports of encounters cropping up across the globe. Descriptions vary, but most involved encounters with children between the ages of 6 and 16, whose eyes are devoid of color. No iris, no whites, just darkness. These children are said to appear unexpectedly, often late at night or in secluded areas, and exhibit strange and unsettling behavior. One of the most famous accounts of a black-eyed children encounter comes from journalist Brian Bethel, who shared his experience in a chilling forum in 1993. According to Bethel, he was in the process of running an errand and pulled off into the parking lot of his internet provider, which was also near the Theater Marquis. Being that it was outside of business hours, the parking lot in which he was sitting was merely empty. When looking at the location in an online interviews and videos, it appears that the Camelot Communications was in a building with a strip of businesses. He put his car in park near the theater sign as to have light to help fill out his check. He grabbed a pen and his checkbook and began filling it out. He first signed the bottom of the check and went to fill out the remaining portions when he was startled by a knock at his window. He claims he did not notice any children in the parking lot as he first pulled up. Nonetheless, close enough to have approached the car in such a short amount of time, that it took him to put the vehicle in park, grab the pen and check, and only sign at the bottom. He stated that the children looked to be between the ages of 9 and 12 and appeared normal at first glance. He noticed one of the children had curly hair with an olive complexion. The other child, however, had red hair, freckles, and very pale skin. He initially thought they had approached him with the intent to ask for money, which he admits annoyed him. But, despite what he thought, he rolled his window down slightly and asked if he could help them. This is when he claims things took a strange turn. Only one of the children spoke to him, the curly-haired child to be exact. He asked, "Hey, we forgot our money. We want to see a movie. Can you give us a ride to our mom's house?" Brian claims his words were carried out in a smooth delivery, that it was off-putting for a child. Then he recalls being gripped by this overwhelming sense of terror. His fight or flight response kicks in. They claim to have forgotten their money for the movie and asked him for a ride back home to get it. Brian attempts to gain more information from the children by asking questions. He asks, "How far do you live?" They claim to live not far from the theater. Brian then asks, "What movie do you plan to see?" The kid replies back, "Mortal Kombat." Brian's eyes scan the theater to see if the movie is playing, and it is. Brian looks down at the time and determines that by the time they get to their house, grab the money and get back to the theater, they would have missed pretty much the entire movie, as it has already begun to show. Not convinced they are being honest, Brian looks away and ponders to himself. When he looks back at the children, his mind finally registered what he was seeing and the fear he was feeling made perfect sense. The children had pure black eyes. No iris, no whites of the eyes. Just pure, deep, black eyes. A cold sensation washes over Brian's body. In that moment, he felt he had to get away from the children, or his life would be in danger. Brian then thinks of an excuse to quickly leave and begins to roll up his window. It is then that one of the children began pounding on his window. This is when he hears the freckled-eyed kid state that they cannot enter his vehicle unless he invites them inside. Utterly frightened, Brian puts his car in reverse and leaves. As he's pulling out of the parking lot onto the main road, he peers into his rearview mirror, only to find that the children are nowhere to be seen. For those who have heard Brian's story, believe it to be the truth, as he is an educated man, appears to be analytical, and not the type of person to fabricate a story. Brian himself has claimed that making up such a story would hurt his career and not help it. He claims that people accuse him of wanting to become famous of some kind of paranormal account and earn money over his story. Brian states that he has not earned a dime over the story. He first shared it in an email forum with people he knew and trusted, people that were believers in the paranormal. From there, the story got out and shared a lot. The story went viral, and then Brian was flooded with calls and emails about his encounter from both believers and skeptics. Although in the beginning he was excited and didn't mind answering questions, over time he grew tired of the same question over and over again. Feeling overwhelmed, he withdrew from the conversations around his story. And that is when his story began shaping itself, as one story typically does in a game of telephone. The next set of stories are coming from Cannock Chase in Staffordshire, England, and they are more chilling than the last. A series of stories were shared in a tabloid newspaper in 2014 about a number of encounters with a black-eyed girl that was terrifying Cannock Chase residents. According to Lee Buckley, a paranormal investigator, his aunt encountered a black-eyed girl in 1982. She heard a young girl calling for help and then noticed a girl dressed in white. Despite hearing cries for help, the girl ran away from her. His aunt managed to catch up to the girl and placed her hand on her shoulder to see if she was okay. When the girl turned around, she noticed her eyes were completely black. The girl then turned away from her and continued running, then seemed to have simply vanished. Then, some 30 years later, another woman claims to have had a similar encounter. According to this woman's claim, which I will note here real quick that I do not have any names, that she heard a terrifying scream. Believing she heard a child in danger, she ran in search of a child. She, too, had a young daughter, and her mother instincts kicked in and wanted to help the child she heard. After searching and not seeing anyone, she noticed a girl dressed in white standing behind her. The girl was silent and holding her hands over her eyes as if she was anticipating a surprise. The woman then asked the girl if she was okay. At this point, the girl removed her hands from her face and opened her eyes. That is when the woman noticed it. Completely black eyes. No iris, no white, nothing. It startled her and she jumped back. She grabbed her daughter, who was with her at the time, and when she looked back at the girl, she was gone. There is supposed drone footage that captured a mysterious girl dressed in white in the fields of Cannock Chase on YouTube. So, if you are feeling adventurous and bold, head on over to YouTube to try to check out that video. Now, I want to step back in time a bit further, to 1974. According to listverse.com, a case was investigated. Joe Minsnard and Jean Marie Bighorn that involved two men referred to as Alan and Patrick. According to the online article, during a leisurely drive around a small village, the two men pulled their car in front of a house while attempting to turn around. As they glanced into the property courtyard, they saw five mysterious figures standing there looking at them. The figures were around 4 feet high, so 1.3 meters tall, and all appeared to be wearing long garments. They had long waist-length hair and the most eerie, solid black eyes. The figure closest to them waved them to come into the courtyard. But the men were frightened and sped away. Later that night, they returned with more people. But there was no sign of the strange figures they had previously seen that day. While Joel and Jean were investigating the case, they spoke with neighbors in the area, one of which stated that he too had seen the strange figures. He believed they were children and claimed they had been playing on the road. When Brian's story broke, many assumed it was the first encounter of its kind. But, as you have just heard, there were sightings as early as 1974. But what about the earliest known case? Well, that happened to take place in the 1950s. One of the earliest known accounts of black-eyed children dates back to 1950 and concerns a 16-year-old boy known only as Harold. The story takes place in Virginia, but not entirely sure where specifically. According to the story, the teenager was walking home one afternoon when he came across another boy leaning against a fence, as if waiting for someone. Harold attempted to speak to him, but received no response. As Harold was about to walk off, the strange boy suddenly stated to Harold, "I want to go to your house. You're going to walk me up to your house." It was then that Harold noticed the blackness of the boy's eyes. There was no white, just solid black. Then, something more bizarre and eerie happened. Harold had begun to contemplate turning and running home as fast as he could when the boy blurted out, "Now, don't you run away from me. You're going to walk me up to your house." But Harold's gut instinct kicked in, and he just turned away and ran. He later recalled to his parents that he was running. He heard a scream coming from behind him, a scream that sounded very similar to that of a bobcat. When hearing their son's accounts, they knew he was telling the truth. His father was said to have grabbed his gun and immediately gone out looking for the menacing boy, and his mother thought Harold had an encounter with the devil himself, and stated that she would take him to see the local priest. Harold got lucky with his encounter, that his gut told him to flee, rather take the boy to his family's home. Others were not so wise, and their soft hearts and desire to help children led them to a doomed fate. This next story is an example of what happens if you do let them in. In January 2016, a chilling report appeared on the internet, said to have come from an unnamed woman who had not only encountered the black-eyed children, but made the mistake of allowing them into her home. One night, in Vermont, during a heavy winter storm, this woman heard a loud knocking at the front door. Worried that someone might have been hurt due to the weather, she went to answer the front door. She peeked out the window and noticed footprints in the snow leading to the house. But there was no sign of a vehicle on the road. Unsettled by there not being a vehicle in sight, she awoke her husband. As the banging on the door continued, he went to answer it. On the other side of the door were two children that stood on the doorstep, a boy and a girl, looking to be around 8 years old. The woman immediately noticed that they were not dressed for the cold conditions outside, and that she felt instantly uneasy about their presence. Despite her better judgment, she invited the two children inside. As she ushered the two children into the living room, she offered to make them a cup of hot cocoa. She immediately noticed how her cats appeared to be afraid of the children. with one in particular hissing at them as they passed. This was not the only strange detail that she noticed. Whatever she asked them, their reply was always the same. "Our parents will be here soon." She came back into the room with two cups of cocoa, and as they looked up at her to take the drinks, that is when she noticed the eerie detail. Her eyes were jet black, like pure pupil. The children then asked to use the restroom. She directed them to the bathroom and held back from showing any fear that she was feeling. Just as they left the room, her husband's nose began to bleed, and then the power went out. The woman attempted to make her way to get her husband a tissue. That's when she noticed both children standing at the end of the hall, completely still and staring right at her. Before she could do anything else, one of the children stated, "Our parents are here." The children made their way outside and got into a black car. Even more bizarre is that the woman noticed two tall men, both dressed in suits, standing next to the car. They too got inside and drove away. Although the children were gone, this story does not end here. In the months following, the woman's husband was diagnosed with an aggressive form of skin cancer, and she herself suddenly began to suffer from regular nosebleeds. She quickly slipped into the worst condition of her life. She is convinced that both her and her husband's ill health is connected to the two black-eyed children and the night she invited them into her home. Similar accounts have since surfaced from individuals around the world, each with its own eerie detail and unnerving encounters. This next encounter is another example of the strange phenomena that takes place during their presence. This next encounter took place in November 2012 in Northeast Louisiana at a lonely gas station just off a main highway. The gas station attendant was going about his nightly routine when around 3 a.m., the power suddenly went out. He used his phone as a flashlight and fumbled his way to the backup gas generator and switched it on. The backup lighting came on, as well as the parking lot and the hall to the register, but the generator didn't seem to work, as the rest of the gas station remained unlit. The gas station attendant didn't think too much of it, as they experienced heavy winds earlier that day and assumed that the power outage was weather related. That was, however, until he noticed something odd just beyond the edge of darkness. It took a moment for his eyes to make out what he was seeing. Three children were out riding their bikes. Two of them made their way over to the gas station. They stopped at the door and stood there, staring at the attendant. Confused and concerned, he went to the door, opened it, and asked the two children if they were okay, as it was too late for them to be out roaming around. A young girl replied and asked if she could use his phone. He kindly handed her his cell phone, and their eyes locked. That is when he noticed they were pure black. The girl snapped at him, "No, I need the real one." She pointed toward the landline phone inside of the gas station. The reality of the situation set in, and the attendant was overcome with fear. He pulled the door shut and quickly locked it, shouting to the children to go home. They continued to peer at him for a brief moment, then got back on their bikes and rode off. The following morning, the gas station attendant and shared the story of the children with his boss and asked to take a look at the security cameras But as luck would have it, they were off at the time due to the power outage. What are your thoughts? Was the power outage weather related or due to the black-eyed children? Now, this next encounter shares similar details from the last story. An Ohio man reported having an encounter with the black-eyed children in July of 2010. During a night shift at a data center that he was working at, he decided to take a smoke break. He stepped outside of the building around 5 a.m. It was then that he noticed two teenage boys across the street from his building. He instantly felt alarm with their motionless glaring that seemed to be directed right at him. He quickly finished his cigarette and headed back inside. 10 minutes or so later, the intercom at the front door buzzed. Before going to the front door, he checked the monitors and noticed it was the same two teenage boys that were just glaring at him minutes prior during his smoke break. He spoke over the intercom and asked the two boys what they needed and stated that he was very busy. They said nothing. One of them motioned to the camera for the man to join them outside. He then told the two teenage boys that they need to leave. After this, he continued back to work. Another 10 minutes went by, and the two boys were still standing there at the front door. He decided to go to the front door and tell them they needed to leave. Before he opened the door, he caught a glimpse of the boys and noticed their eyes were stark black. Even though he was uneasy about the two, he opened the door a crack and told them to leave, or he would call the police. As soon as he opened the door, one of the boys said to him, as if he had been reading his mind, "That will not be necessary, sir. We simply need to use your phone. Can you let us in?" The man declined, saying that nobody was allowed in. The boys again asked to be let inside. The man denied their request and again stated he would call the police, then pulled the door shut. The man headed back to the monitors to see if they had left. That is when he noticed one boy was now only at the front door, and the other one made his way to the back of the building. The man then decided to call the police on the two teenage boys. Before the police could arrive, the two boys made their way to a blind spot on the security cameras. By the time the police arrived at 6 a.m., there was no sign of either of the two strange teenagers. Numerous theories have been proposed to explain the phenomena of the black-eyed children. Skeptics argue that these encounters are simply urban legends or instances of mistaken identity fueled by fear and superstition. Others suggest psychological explanations, such as sleep paralysis or hallucinations. However, believers in the supernatural point to more sinister explanations. Some speculate that the black-eyed children are supernatural entities, ghosts, demons, or even aliens that manifest in human form to lure unsuspecting victims to their death. Others believe they may be harbingers of doom or omens of impending tragedy. Let's examine the first explanation a little closer. Instances of mistaken identity. Could it be that these stories are fueled by fear, and when these unsuspecting people caught a glimpse at the children, thought their eyes appeared to be all black? Well, it certainly can explain examples of those waking in the dead of night, but could there be other factors at play that influence their opinion? Such as a medical anomaly? Well, yes. There are that can provide a possible explanation. To get into this further, Let's examine if it is physically possible to have an all-black colored iris. I have come across many online articles regarding the black-eyed children that claim it is not physically possible. But is it possible to have an eye condition that gives the appearance of an all-black eye? From what I found, it seems to be possible. The medical condition I am referring to is called bufthalmos. According to clevelandclinic.org, bufthalmos is the medical term for an inherited congenital enlargement of your eye. This condition is present when you're born. The size of your eye is apparent at birth or in the first few months of life. It can happen in one or in both. Bufthalmos is primarily caused by glaucoma at birth or infantile glaucoma that starts after birth. When glaucoma is present, it causes damage to the eye. This damage is caused by fluid buildup and increased pressure within the eye. The increased pressure stretches the pliable tissue in the children's eye, including the white sacral layer and cornea, which can result in the overall size of the eye being over large. With an oversized eye, it may give the appearance that the entire eye is black, or technically extremely dark brown that it appears black. As the iris will be larger than normal and take up more space in the eye orbit. I was able to find a photo that shows exactly how an eye could appear as if someone had bufthalmos. It does look, well, quite frankly, like a black-eyed individual. Noted in an online article on verywellhealth.com, while by the age 3, the clear cornea stops expanding, it is up until age 10 that the white portion may continue to stretch. By age 1, the eye typically has a diameter between 10 and 11.5 millimeters. A baby with an eye of 12 millimeters before the age of 1 indicates that there's likely an issue. I was able to find an example of a patient, a female, at the age of 14, with a cornea diameter of 15 millimeters in both eyes. This was noted in a medical journal from 1902. There are other examples I can list here, but I think you get the point. Bufthalmos happens in about 1 in 30,000 births. It doesn't seem to happen more often in one sex. Some groups may be more at risk of developing bufthalmos, including people in Slovakia, Saudi Arabia, and South India. The ancient Greek physician Hippocrates was the first to identify the condition. It comes from the Greek word ox and eye. It comes from having big eyes like those of an ox or a cow. There are other conditions that cause bufthalmos, but one that is worth mentioning is aniridia. This is a rare condition that affects the iris, so the colored part of the eye. With aniridia, the iris is either partially or completely missing, giving the appearance of an all-black colored eye. Aniridia affects around 1 in every 75,000 births each year worldwide. Now, listeners, this has been my best attempt at explaining for what people are experiencing. But I will leave it up to you all to decide if these black-eyed children are ghosts, aliens, demons, bad omens, a made-up urban legend sparked by morbid minds, or if there is a rational explanation. What I can tell you is that, either way, one thing is certain. I do question their true nature and purpose. Are they mere figments of imagination, born from the depths of our collective fears? Or are they something far more sinister and inexplicable? If you have had an unsettling encounter with the black-eyed children, do share it with us at Unlocking the Paranormal Podcast. And be sure to share your thoughts on the black-eyed children on our Facebook and Instagram page. Are you a believer? In the realm of the paranormal, few phenomena are as unsettling as the legend of the black-eyed children. Whether fact or fiction, these eerie beings continue to captivate our imagination and haunt our nightmares. As we grapple with the mysteries of the universe, one thing is certain. The legend of the black-eyed children will continue to intrigue and unsettle us for generations to come. I do thank you, dear listeners, for embarking on this chilling journey to unlocking the paranormal mysteries of the world. Beyond this episode lies a realm of enigmas waiting to be unveiled. For a full list of the episode source material, head over to the Unlocking the Paranormal Podcast Facebook page. And for additional creepy content, be sure to follow us on our Instagram and TikTok at Unlocking the Paranormal. Never miss a moment of the unearthly tales that await by following our show wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is independently produced, and sharing it with friends, family, and your favorite coworkers helps us immensely. Don't forget to leave a review and let us know how we are doing. If you would like to embark on the journey, become a paranormal pen pal to have your story shared on a ParaPals episode, email us your story at unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will venture further into the labyrinth of the supernatural. Until next time, stay curious, embark on the journey, and may you find the key to unlocking the paranormal.